Hi everyone, it's Justin. When choosing earrings, the shape of your face matters, and earrings are a great way to play with proportions up here. In this video, I will show you which earrings I find flattering on each of the six main face shapes: oval, square, round, heart, diamond, and pear. If you don't know what you are, watch the video in the info card that you see appearing on your screen right now, or simply follow the link in the description below this video. I will focus on choosing the length of the earring, the shape of it, and where to position that bulk, that volume, to bring balance to your face visually. If your face is an oval or a long oval, as you see here, then technically you can wear any type of earring, any length, any size, and place the earrings anywhere you want on your face. You could go for a pendant, for a simple little stud, for a clip, clipped onto the ear so you don't need an actual hole. You could go for an ear cuff, I love ear cuffs, or even little piercings, several ones, placed at the top of the ear. Studs are a type that works with pretty much every face shape, I would say. That's why you often see a little diamond or a little gold ball, a little pearl being worn on a daily basis. It's very easy, simple, and discreet. The only difference that I see between an oval and a long oval is when you go for longer, wider earrings, I would take them a bit wider than if your face is the regular oval to kind of bring a little bit of width to your face overall, but that's it. Now let's have a look at the other face shapes so you can better see the effects of different earrings on the proportions of the face. If your face is square, then your jawline equals your forehead line equals your vertical center line. Those three lines are of similar length on your face. In this case, try to look for rounded earrings, like for instance the typical traditional hoop earring. You could also go bolder with a more colorful and or thicker version, like this one. If you're going for pendants, try to keep them close to the ear, like on those little pearl things. Don't go down too much. There is one thing I would avoid in the case of a square shape, and that's an earring type that ends at the level of the jaw. That would indeed accentuate the jawline, and I often hear from ladies who have a square face that they don't like it. If that's your case, you don't want to attract attention to the line, to that level here, so stay higher up. If your face is round, looking at the contour here, then I would typically go for square earrings to visually break that circle. This is a shape I really, really like. If you're okay with this kind of format, I know it's a bit of a statement here already, but if you like that, go for big squares. If you prefer pendants, then I would take super long and thin ones because they nicely elongate the face visually. You can really go for long, long ones a la Hollywood style with bling bling on top. The thing I would avoid in your case is a rounded shape like the hoop we had just previously, because that would make your face appear even rounder. I find it a bit more interesting to bring contrast to that circle by going square or longer. If you're a heart, then your widest point is your forehead. In this case, I do want to bring volume and weight to the bottom of my face, so why not choose earrings that do end at the level of the jawline or even the chin? Heart faces often have a pointed chin, so your chin would be lower than your jawline. You can choose here or chin level. Long earrings that become wider towards the bottom do exactly that. This is an example of triangle shape that I think works well. And this is another example, even better, because the top of the earring is literally empty. The whole weight is really at the bottom of the earring. Perfect. By the way, earrings that move always attract the attention more, which means more of whatever visual effect you wish to achieve. If you're a diamond, then your widest point is here in the middle. You have quite the same proportion between the top half and the bottom half of the face. That is the perfect face shape for huge earrings if you like statement jewelry. You can go for pendants that are not only long but also massive. Don't be afraid to add volume and weight visually to the lower half of your face. And just like for heart faces, you can end at the level of the jawline, the chin, or even lower. If you're a pear, your widest point is here, and contrary to a square face, your jawline is wider than here and here. This is really the widest line in your face looking at it horizontally. It can be a problem zone for quite a few of you, according to your comments and questions. Here in this case, I would stay away from that jawline when choosing earrings. Studs are great. These ones are actually quite small, but you could definitely go a lot bigger than this. Another great option is an ear clip. You don't even need holes for that. I'm talking about a big piece. I don't have an example to show to you today, I'm sorry. A big piece that can be quite a statement, bold, colorful, whatever you like. Usually it's a big thing and it's placed right on the ear, not lower. That's the point, perfect for a PFA shape. The other hidden benefit is that instead of having a heavy piece of jewelry that's hanging in your ear holes and stretching them out over time, it's placed right on the ear, so it's not damaging your holes. Really a good option. Last but not least, what about an ear cuff? That's typically something. Adding volume and weight to the top of the ear, far away from the jawline, and it attracts the eye right up here. I hope you found those tips and examples useful. If that's the case, thumbs up, thank you. Subscribe to this channel and hit the little notification bell next to the subscribe button to get my future videos all about fashion. The one thing I left out in this video here is that on top of playing with proportions, you could also play with the color and with the metal of your jewelry. Further videos for you to watch are linked here down below. Have fun exploring your jewelry box now and see you very soon again for a new video. Take care. Bye bye.